of NFL action, the first night of NFL action, actually. Tonight, Jeff Erickson joining us right now in the Breakfast with Ben's podcast, our weekly fantasy sports podcast. Jeff from RotoWire, the best fantasy analyst in the business, best fantasy site in the business. That's RotoWire. Jeff, I know it's only one game, but it's got to feel like the Super Bowl to you with all the off-season work you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking before we started doing this this episode, and it feels like it's exam week. It feels like, okay, have I missed an angle? Have I studied everything? Is there something I'm overlooking? Is there a team that I've forgotten about where I haven't set a bookmark for its folder yet? You know, it's just like, because you know, when you do as many leagues as I do, it's easy to overlook. I'm in panic mode a little bit here, but in a good way. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'll tell you what, I might even do one draft over the weekend. The NFFC still has some drafts there. But I am very much looking forward to not seeing draft boards anymore on my timeline, on my screenshots. I'm very happy just to start looking at what the players are actually doing and not speculating.
Well, Jeff, it's week one for me, and I've got my first conflict already in my league that kicks off tonight, where I've got Josh Allen as my quarterback. I got the Rams defense. So what should I do? Should I already scrap the defense and try to bring on another one, or would I just suck it up and deal because I made them as my pick for the year?
I mean, if you've got the roster spot, I don't think it's a bad idea to stream another defense in there just this week. And then you can drop that defense to pick up the flavor of the week. It's not a bad idea at all, because I wouldn't want to start the Rams defense, even, you know, I mean, against the Bills, even though it is the Rams defense that are at home, and I think they'll be better than, you know, I'm frankly surprised that the Rams are favored. I mean, that our Rams are underdogs in this game at home. I understand the Bills are everybody's favorite and they can score against anyone, but the Bills have some problems on defense right now. Tre'Davious White is out. So I expect the Rams to put up a number tonight too, but I think it's not a bad idea. I actually purposely did not draft the Rams defense knowing about this week one matchup. I like streaming defenses anyhow. I think you can go with like Cleveland or Indy this week, or Tennessee against the home against the Giants, though Tennessee just lost Harold Landry. That makes them a little worse, but you know, there's plenty of opportunities out there. I usually try to avoid using early draft capital on a defense when I know I can get someone I like in the last round.
Speaking of the teams that you just referenced there, Tennessee is available in my league against the Giants. That sounds appealing. Cleveland and Carolina are available against one another. I got Miami against New England that I could take. I could take New England against Miami and Philadelphia against Detroit. Any one of those stand out to you? I also got Cincinnati against Pittsburgh that I could take. Any of those stand out to you?
Can you really do that one, though? although I will say, I've got the Bengals rated highest of that bunch. I've got the
you
Bengals
do.
At fifth this week in my rankings, but I understand your particular perspective.
Right.
I know the Steelers tried to improve their offensive line. I still think it's a bottom 5 to 10 unit right now, and until proven otherwise. So, and Trubisky needs to prove it to me too. And he might not have Deontay Johnson. I mean, there's a lot of intrigue coming out of your camp, Tim. Deontay Johnson's comments yesterday were not exactly optimistic. You know, it's like, I'm doing everything I can to get out there. You know, I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna do everything my arm allows me to do. That's not exactly what you want to hear.
And I wonder if after hearing that, that's why Matt Canada intentionally tried to sound as optimistic as he did. Canada, today I'm talking about, Canada's notorious for saying nothing. And when I asked him about Deontay Johnson, he says, we're counting on him being ready to go. He was limited yesterday, meaning Wednesday, but we feel good about his progress. So that's either him laid it on thick because Johnson said what he said on Wednesday, or it's honest to God true, and maybe Johnson turned a corner overnight or something.
I would say the Friday practice is going to be huge for him. At least he has reps with Trubisky. You know, one thing I know, there's a lot of controversy about Mike Tomlin starting as starters in the preseason. You know, the quote about needing to spar, boxers need to spar. I'll say this. I mean, two things. One, it's not like, you know, Tomlin knows how to do this game. I mean, he's never had a losing record. I mean, you got to, you know, say, okay, well, I don't like to appeal to authority, but this is a hell of a lot of authority to appeal to. And two, he's breaking in a new quarterback. He's got to figure out, you know, who plays well with who and all that. I understand all of that, why he did it.
With Johnson potentially being out, some options are available for fantasy players who have him. You know, if you want to try to pick up some guy for a week that might get a few targets, that could be Boykin, that could be Gunnar Olszewski, or they could go two tight end more often, and I think that would be real good for Pat Freiermuth players.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, I think if you're looking to the waiver wire to replace Johnson and you did a poor job of drafting, you should have extra wide receivers.
Sure.
Of all the positions, you know, running back and receiver, you should have at least two on your bench. Even if you started like receiver, 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 you know, there's bye weeks, there's variations in play and all that. You need to have some depth there. So I'm presumably your waiver wire isn't going to be provide your starter. You're just trying, if you know, these first weeks of waivers are important. I mean, it's really important to find talent, but it's about finding talent that you might be able to use later.
Jeff Erickson with us from RotoWire. Make sure you check out his work there. Week one of Fantasy Football, our podcast, as always, once a week here on Breakfast with Benz. Jeff, what else are you most intrigued by aside from the Thursday night game in week one? Boy, these revenge games are interesting, aren't they? With Baker right away going up against Cleveland and Flacco going up against the Ravens and Russ against Seattle. Boy, the quick turnaround on this makes for some good TV viewing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that and there's these big division games. You know, Cincy-Pittsburgh is a huge one. Miami-New England's a big one there. You know, right off the bat, you've got these big games, you know, which are going to help determine what happens during the season. And you know, Chargers-Raiders is another huge one. We ended the season last year with Chargers-Raiders, as Steeler fans know quite well, and wildly entertaining game. Now they open up this season against each other.
Jeff, speaking of the game between the Steelers and the Bengals, who do you deem to be the player on Cincinnati of their many skill position guys who could have the biggest number this week?
Well, last year in the second game, Mixon ran wild. I don't want to see what Pittsburgh did to adjust on that. Obviously, I want to see how Burrow's looking, how his knee's looking, how strong is he coming back from the appendectomy. Remember, his appendix burst. You know, he lost a lot of weight. So there's some concern about his strength being all full speed. I mean, he's not listed on the injury report. So presumably you take him at their word and think that he's 100% to go. I think, if I recall correctly, too, Higgins had a massive game the second time the two teams played. The first time, Chase, it was a coming out party for him. Remember, he had that beautiful catch running through the end zone catch where he caught the ball out of his knees, just ran through it. It was a beautiful catch. That's where we kind of did away with the whole narrative of Jamar Chase can't catch. It was fun to see. But on the Steelers side, I really think it's going to be interesting to see who does Eli Apple draw? Because that was kind of their weakness in the Super Bowl a little bit. Now Cooper Kupp. They found ways to isolate Kupp on Apple. And, can the Steelers do the same? And that's why Johnson's health is such a big issue, because Johnson's the best route runner of the three, in my opinion. Maybe not the purest athlete necessarily, but I think he's definitely the guy that can, you know, run himself open a little bit better than I think Pickens and Claypool can.
Is there a guy, do you have somebody in mind that we're all going to be talking about after week one and saying, okay, that's going to be the darling of the waiver wire? Is there a sneaky player that might not be rostered a ton that you think is going to really move and shake when it comes to next week when people are starting to make some moves?
Well, I want to see the usage in Minnesota with Ty Chandler, if he gets on the field at all, because he made some waves in the preseason. To the point where Minnesota was shopping Alexander Mattison as Dalvin Cook's backup. Matchup's really tough against the Packers, though. I'm not sure about that. I want to see what San Francisco does with their backfield, too. I mean, they straight up cut Trey Sermon, who is their third-round pick. And there's a kid that I think you guys should be paying attention to. I don't know if he's even going to get to see the field is the problem, because Jeff Wilson's probably the backup. But I really want to see if Jordan Mason sees the field. He's a guy, another guy that the Niners just absolutely love. So that's another guy. And finally, with Pittsburgh, Jalen Warren. You know, he won the backup battle. We know what Benny Snell is, right? It's kind of a known quantity. Warren's the unknown, the rookie out of Oklahoma State. You know, he got a lot of run, and you know, with Najee Harris out for most of training camp, and turned some heads. I want to see if they use him at all. If they're true to their word, they're not going to work Harris as hard as they did last year. And if so, does that mean Warren comes in and is the change of pace back?
Jeff, let's mix in some baseball. I was watching pretty keenly last night as Jacob DeGrom was mowing through the Pirates. Meanwhile, Garrett Cole is getting 14 strikeouts for the New York Yankees. And, you know, I also was looking at Spencer Strider. I had a parlay going between Cole and Strider, Braves and Yankees last night. As we come down the stretch here in baseball, what about the pitchers that you're noticing who might be picking up steam here in early September?
Well, isn't it funny? Some guys are picking up steam like that, like Cole, who struggled earlier on. Others are dropping by the wayside. Like Joe Musgrove, really struggling right now.
Yeah.
Had another rough outing this week. A lot of pitchers getting hurt. You know, we get the Monday injuries. You get some scratches here and there. A friend of mine, Scott Jenstad, my co-host on the RotoWire Sunday Night Baseball podcast, is talking about even looking ahead to like the last half week of the season, how it's going to be tough to have nine pitchers going. It's like, it's tough to have nine pitchers this week, the way things are going. And I think that's a little bit of a fun. It's always a problem in September, but I think it's exacerbated this year because we had the compressed spring training, the late start to the season with the lockout, and the compressed schedule. There's fewer off days. There's games where they're getting forced in here and there. And I think we're going to see it's kind of be a battle of attrition, trying to just accumulate innings, get those strikeouts and wins on the hitting side, accumulating at bats. I just think it's tough to get everybody out there. So, I think a lot of people with the football season starting tonight, keeping their eye on the ball and making sure you're paying attention to usage patterns with teams, especially teams that are out of it a little bit there, you know, that don't have anything to fight for. You're going to see them sub in some players you don't know quite well, and they might be able to contribute. We're seeing some big prospects get called up, like Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll and Tristan Casas with the Red Sox. Pay attention to that, too. You can kind of find some guys that sneakily can help you down the stretch.
There are some guys for the Mets that just got toasty hot against Pittsburgh. Like Escobar had, what was it, something like seven hits in the series. McNeil, I know, had three in the nightcap. Vogelbach, ironically, was like the only guy who wasn't hitting for them in the second game. But I know we're all focusing on what the pitchers did against Pittsburgh, but there were plenty of guys who got healthy hitting wise for the Mets too.
I'm glad you mentioned Escobar, because I was actually watching the broadcast yesterday, and they were saying, and it was the Pittsburgh team talking about how Escobar is traditionally, you know, if you look at his numbers career against Pittsburgh, he's destroyed them. Yeah. And he had a huge day in a doubleheader yesterday after that. And they just kept on adding. It's like, you know, you wouldn't know. Like, they were talking how Lance Berkman used to kill them. Hitters. And he killed the Reds, too, by the way. I guess it's like Wayne's World. There's a lot of people's girlfriends in that room. But it's awesome seeing stories like that. Like, this guy comes to this ballpark, and all of a sudden, he's Tony Gwynn. You can't get him out. It's amazing.
Jeff, what can people find at RotoWire?
So much right now, Tim. I mean, the season's starting. I got my value meter where I rank players by position for each given week. That is up. I'm going to do an update later today on that, answering everybody's questions on that. If you got a free agent question, injury question, if you're playing a specific type of league, we have something called Ask an Expert. If you want very customized advice, we got that for you. And that's just for football. We're still cranking out the baseball content. Did the baseball podcast this morning with the great Paul Sporer from Fangraphs. That's going to be a fun conversation that you guys should check out. I mean, if you're getting ready for your basketball draft, our projections are up on the site right now. Same with hockey. So, you know, you name it, we've got it. You can check it all out with a free no credit card required trial. Just go to rotowire.com/free. Check it out. Kick the tires. Hopefully you want to subscribe.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, our weekly fantasy sports podcast here at Breakfast with Ben's.